You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Thursday, September the 8th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a seventh race programme from Clonmel this evening, due to be run on good ground. But they have watered out Clonmel and there has been showers in the last 24 hours and there are some forecasts for the early part of the afternoon. So just bear that in mind if you're thinking of punting something that requires fast ground, because it might not necessarily be ideal.
Race 1.
Seven races, as I said, beginning with the 405, which is a 2 mile and half a furlong maiden hurdle. And Wakia sets a very good standard for the rest of the field to aspire to. Good second on hurdling debut down in Limerick on good to yielding ground in a very fast time figure race. And then got the job done, as expected, at Downraw next time out on the 22nd of May. Unfortunately, got banned after that race subsequently because he was carrying a banned substance. And that's one of the reasons why he's been off the track for such a long time. He did run on the level subsequently in a conditions race down at Listowel, where he was third behind Asbury Boss, who went on to win next time out at the Curra. Decent ground, should be absolutely ideal for this horse. He wouldn't want it much softer, but I can't see it being too bad here tonight. And barring accidents, I'd expect Carl Thornton's Wakia to win the opening contest here tonight at Clonmel.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, the 440, which is an extended 2 mile 3 maiden hurdle for mares. And the two to concentrate on here are Wizzy Rascal and Kira Royale. Both of them come here off the back of place performances. But I think the best of those two efforts was by Kira Royale, who chased home the very impressive Willie Mullins-trained Bobberley, who jumped a lot better than she did on the debut at Kilbeggan. And this horse just couldn't quite cope with Bobberley in the latter stage, but did travel quite well until just getting outpaced by a much classier individual late on. The time figure of that race is pretty good, and with just normal improvement, I'd expect this horse to give herself a good opportunity to get off the mark here tonight. Wizzy Rascal, as I said, was a good third down in a handicap the other day, but was probably favoured by the way the race panned out, because only really the first two or three home counted that night. It was a really odd race. Horse went off about 20 lengths clear, and the eventual winner, Wildcatted, who was in second, basically benefited from being in the right place at the right time, as did Wizzy Rascal. So albeit that wasn't bad form on face value, it was probably slightly flattered, as I said. So I do think Kira Royale probably holds all the aces here tonight from the David Kelly stable.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, the 5:15, and we get a chance to see what Udigo can do over hurdles from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Joseph has made no secrets of what esteem he holds this horse in. He's certainly worked his way up through the handicap ranks. He was second at the Curra 2 starts back, and then he won very comfortably last time out at Leopardstown, beating Windsor Beach from the Johnny Murta stable, who was won twice subsequently. Surprised that Joseph hasn't continued with his horse in the flat, and he's whipping it over hurdles. He obviously must have scored pretty well, and on the early evidence of what we've seen Joseph under his new licence, he certainly gets them to jump. I don't think I've seen any of his horses other than very proficient over their obstacles. So I think this horse has got plenty of class here, and it's a really grisly race bar him. Chancey got well beat last night at Cork. Double Windsor looks very, very slow in one pace. He got lapped the other day down in Kilbeggan. And Simiel, well, he probably looks the each-way call, having chased down Mountain Kingdom the other day, Dan Patrick. But those three really aren't fit to lace the boots of Udigo if he can jump hurdles, because he's just by far and away the best horse in this race. So Udigo with the clear round should hopefully come home quite comfortably there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On On to race number four then, which is the extended 2 mile handicap, the 550. And the one that stands out here tonight and on the rest of the card is My Nap of the Night, Mississippi River, from the Paul O'Flynn stable. Used to be with John Keeley, this horse, and back in the day, this horse was good enough to chase home none other than Rebel Fitz over this course and distance back in 2011. Very lightly raced subsequently, obviously one or two issues with this horse, but he's come back in really good form of late. He won at Cork two starts ago when he absolutely bolted up, come there pulling a cart, going down to the last and quickly sealed the issue with a good turn of foot in the running. Connections therefore went to Galway with quite a bit of hope that the horse could perhaps duplicate that performance. And albeit he only finished 6th of the 19 runners, that doesn't really tell the whole story because he travelled supremely well in the hands of his amateur lady rider, only to get caught up in a bit of scrimmaging off the home turn when he was noted going particularly smoothly at the time. Whether he would have won or not is obviously open to question, but he had no chance to get back in the race. And I think he's much better than that bear form suggests. The form of that race as it stands has worked out really well with the likes of the second, Sea Light, and the eighth, Black Benny, both winning subsequently. So Mississippi River now dropping back in company, dropping back in trip, should go very, very well here tonight at a track where he's been placed on his two previous runs. Any overnight rain or rain during the afternoon will definitely aid this horse's cause because most of his form has come with plenty of cuts in the ground. So if it is on the easy side of good, then I do think Mississippi River is going to run a huge race in that 550. As I said, is the nap of the night and he's 5-1 generally on the morning line.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, the 6.25, which is the extended 2 mile 3 handicap. My old friend Islip runs in this race. Goodness me, I've followed this horse over a cliff throughout the season, but he keeps drawing me in just because he keeps travelling so strongly in his races. I can't really work him out. They've upped him up in trip and he hasn't stayed. They drop him back in trip, he travels well and then doesn't find as much as expected. It wouldn't surprise me if he went and won tonight, been as I leave him alone. But I've just given up with him, to be fair. So I'm going to go with Black Waterfall, who arrives here off the back of a very eye-catching run down in Damrall the other day. It was the race that was won by Silver Pockets. But the way that Black Waterfall finishes off his race in the back end of the field certainly suggests he's going to be more competitive here tonight if he, of course, gets a run. If, of course, he doesn't get into the race, then Silver Pockets has to be the nominal choice. He's already a course winner here in a bumper several seasons ago. And he's largely been plying his trade to a decent standard in recent times. Mickey Hamill, who takes the ride, is a very good £7 conditional jockey. So obviously that's going to offset that penalty that this mare picked up the other day for winning that race at Damrall. So the upshot of this race is that Black Waterfall gets in, he's going to be all the rage. But if he doesn't, then Silver Pockets hopefully will deputise and uphold that form down in Damrall the other day.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate race then, which is the 3 mile handicap, the 6.55. And Cross Year Boy is bound to be popular here following a good and deserved victory down in Kilbeggan the last day. They went a good gallop on that occasion and this horse picked up really strongly in the latter stages to stay on very powerfully. Prior to that, he'd been a little bit unlucky when finishing an ever nearer fifth behind top of the town at Belliestown. And in that race, one place ahead of him was a horse called Stay With It. And I do think we also probably backed that horse as well at double figure odds this morning because I think the form is very good. The time figure suggests it's a decent effort. And of course, with Cross Year Boy winning, I've got no hesitation in thinking the same way. Stay With It has got course form as well, so that's obviously going to stand this horse in good stead. And Rachel Blackmore has been doing really well in the summer jumping period, largely due to the horses she's been riding for Shark Hanlon. Obviously, claims are valuable, £2 as well. So the two against the field there, the two horses that ran in that top of the town race at Belliestown the last day, Stay With It and Cross Year Boy.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and what looks a pretty dismal and grisly affair with only really Whitbush Choice having any sort of noticeable form of late. It makes perfect sense to go with the Willie Mullins trained mare by Court Cave, Court Artist, who represents a stable that always feared in bumpers, but particularly mares bumpers. He's got an amazing record with mares in bumpers, I should say. As we saw the other day, he had a horse that won in a similar race in fairly easy fashion. So although it was going to be odds on in the last, I do think Court Artist, with Paddy Mullins on board, should take the spoils there. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got racing coming up for you tomorrow night at Down Royal, where they begin at 4 o'clock for a 7-race programme. So please do tune in for that podcast, which will be available this time tomorrow morning on Friday, September the 9th. I'm Andy Holding, signing off for the afternoon. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.